With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats getting mixed reviews over their effort to shut down the government, all about a demand to extend Obamacare subsidies that were set to expire. But many admit they don't know much about those credits enacted as part of the COVID-19 recovery bills. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
A new poll asked about health insurance tax credits that are scheduled to expire at the end of the year. The extension issue is the reason for the government shutdown. A poll from healthcare research nonprofit KFF, conducted before the shutdown, found most Americans want Congress to approve the extension. At the same time, the survey showed only about 4 in 10 adults had read a lot or some about the subsidies as the shutdown began, leaving room for public opinion to shift in either direction. Meantime, a New York Times Siena poll, conducted roughly at the same period as the KFF poll, found most voters did not want Democrats to shut down the government, even if their demands were not met. I'm Ed Donahue.
One of the casualties of the shutdown so far is the monthly jobs report. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month, but that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hope for peace in Israel. Both Israel and now Hamas have signaled support for the new U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza and to release all remaining hostages there. President Trump says he thinks Hamas is ready, in his words, for a lasting peace, and he's told Israel to stop bombing the territory once Hamas agrees to comply with those demands. This is SRN News. A new poll shows a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
Alliance Defending Freedom reports 75-year-old grandmother Rose Doherty has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic holding a pro-life sign in her hand. This is SRN News. A team of excavators has found $1 million in treasure from a centuries-old Spanish shipwreck.
It was recovered off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The shipwreck salvage company 1715 Fleet Queens Jewels LLC announced the find this week. The treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins. The fortune was lost at sea when a hurricane struck a fleet of Spanish ships in July 1715. Treasure hunters have been combing the coast for generations looking for the fortune. The salvage company says dates and mint marks are still visible on some coins. Keith Peters, Washington.
Several NFL stadiums in the U.S. are among the most sustainable sports venues in the world because of their solar panels, rainwater collection systems, and on-site composting programs. Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia and Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta now top that list. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.